This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Luke Burbank, joined now by Day to Day senior producer Steve Proffitt, who's here to help share some of your letters.
Luke, we recently ran a story about the CIA's use of contractors to provide jets used in what are known as extraordinary renditions.
Right, that's when suspected terrorists are transported, some would say kidnapped, from one country to another.
Our story mentioned a Portland attorney, Scott Kaplan, that's Kaplan with a C, who had worked with one of the contractors. And we got a letter from another attorney in Portland, also named Scott Kaplan, but with a K, who says he's been getting hate mail.
Yes, it is hard, though, to distinguish a C from a K on the radio, so our apologies for that, Mr. K.
Okay. Here's a letter from listener Lisa Howard. Thank you for finally giving voice to something I've been observing for a long time.
She and many others wrote in about our segment yesterday on a narcissism study. It found today's college students are more self-centered than generations past.
One only need look at children's sports, she writes, where every child receives a trophy just for showing up.
Or American Idol, she continues, where cast-offs respond with, I know I'm great and that's all that matters. We're in real trouble, she concludes.
But listener Rachel Harrelson says she was irritated by our interview with the study's author, Gene Twenge of San Diego State University. She thinks one of Twenge's assertions that people who are self-centered or bad at relationships is bunk.
If anything, she writes, people who love themselves are better at relationships because they're secure, self-reliant, and know what they want.
Nancy Hartgold writes she thinks narcissism is exemplified by the way young people gab on their cell phones, in the gym, at the grocery store, on elevators. She worries such people will be less interested in solving the problems of others.
Not so, writes Amanda Polk, who says she's 27. Here's part of her letter. In my lifetime, politicians have proven to be walking scandals, and our country has become a laughingstock.
She concludes, when I say my peers and I can do better, don't criticize me for my arrogance. Hope and pray that I'm right.
And finally, on narcissism, this letter. I think Luke Burbank is great. I love listening to him. I love his sense of humor. In fact, I love everything about him. Luke Burbank, Los Angeles, California, age 30.
True, listeners, if you have comments, questions, concerns, write us.
Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. NPR's Steve Proffitt, thanks.
I love you, too.